Welcome to this talk about web protocol performance. As you all know, the new QuIC and HTTP3 protocols are coming, and they're expected to be deployed at a massive scale later this year. With this kind of immense undertaking, we of course want the ability to debug and analyze the protocol behavior in case some problems might arise. Now, the typical way you would do this, for example TCP, would take to what is called a packet capture somewhere in the network, containing all the packets that were actually sent. We can then analyze these using specialized tools like Wireshark. This is still possible for protocols like QuIC, but it's suboptimal for three different reasons. First of all, QuIC, unlike TCP, is almost entirely encrypted. For TCP, you can still watch the packet numbers and deduce things like packet loss, even if we are using HTTPS. This is no longer true for QuIC, which encrypts also its own metadata. This means that if we want to analyze QuIC packet captures, we always also need to store the full TLS decryption keys, which can of course be a very big privacy issue when used in actual production systems. The second problem is that a lot of the core performance information for these protocols is never actually sent on the wire. It's only kept at the endpoint implementations themselves. And so with the traditional method, we would miss this crucial info. The final thing is that QuIC and HTTP3 are actually quite a bit more complex than previous protocols, and we would actually need more advanced tools than Wireshark to really drill into their details. Now, 2 years ago, we found a solution for the first two problems, and the idea is to lock things inside of the endpoints themselves in the QuIC implementations. This means that we can log only the QuIC metadata, so no longer the privacy sensitive user data, as well as log the internal endpoint state, giving us more debuggability. Of course, we want every implementation to log this in the exact same format, which is now called the QLog format. QLog is relatively simple. It's basically just a schema for JSON describing which QuIC events you can log and how exactly they should look like, so it's all nice and machine readable. To interpret these QLog files, we then built some